Hi everyone, I'm Claire Liu and I'm the CEO of Know Your Company, and today I'm honored to have with me a friend who I've looked up to for many years. So I have with me today John Maeda, who is right now the head of computational design and inclusion at Automattic, but prior to that has been the design partner at Kleiner Perkins. He was the president of Rhode Island School of Design. So no short of accomplishments and influence on so many people, including myself. So John, thanks so much for being here today. Really appreciate it.
I am honored to be here. I really am. I'm excited. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I mean, when I started doing this interview series and thought about the people I wanted to ask this one question to, you were definitely one of the first people who came to mind. And so that question is, what's something you wish you would have learned earlier as a leader?
Definitely that there is no book that's going to solve all your problems.
Yeah.
You know how there's all these like HBR articles or the latest whatever post or the 6Ds and the hexagon and
wait,
the four colors
work?
And the three things.
Those don't work.
You know what I mean, right?
Oh my gosh.
Well, yeah. I mean, they look really good. Like, wait, I can do that. Let me like bookmark it and pocket it and print it out and carry it around with me, because every situation is different because it involves people.
Yep.
And it also involves timing of the business cycle. And whether what you're doing is going to matter.
Right.
And the problem with a good leader is a good leader has a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with having a vision is it ain't going to happen now.
Yeah.
So either you bank on it happening and you suffer the consequences of maybe not making it to the end. Because you may be game over by the time you get there.
Yep.
Or you get there. And by that point, everyone is like, of course, that's the way it's supposed to be. I mean, of course, we all knew that. And you're like, ah, but then you're like, I knew the vision was right. But that takes time, if I can rotate this thing here.
Yeah.
And no one tells it takes this much time. And therefore, you may get hurt along the way.
Sure. And there's no book.
So leadership.
Yeah.
There's no book that says, you know, like, if you get hurt, hold your head like this and put this pressure point over here. There's nothing.
You know what? So why I find this hilarious and why I'm literally laughing while you're telling your answer, not at you, you know, just literally on the sentiment, is it's so funny to me because, I work with CEOs for a living, and I can't tell you how many times, you know, someone will have a problem and I'll be with, you know, a group of CEOs, small group, or with a few of them. And they'll say, oh, well, you should read this book. Or, oh, you should, you know, let me send you this book. Let me send you this article. Here's the thing is, like, I have a newsletter, John, where I've slowly been accumulating, you know, different leadership reads, because I do feel like, I mean, to your point, like, there's so much stuff out there. Some of it's good, but at the end of the day, like, are they really going to solve your problems with this one writer or with this one CEO experienced in isolation? I don't know. So that's neat to hear that you're just like, I mean, what do you do? Should we ignore it then, right? How do you approach that? Do you read then things on leadership, or do you sort of take it with a grain of salt, or?
I think of it all like junk food. Like, I just love it. Love it. Like, oh my gosh, yes. This is how you should lead and do the three things. What am I doing?
Yeah.
I just did the first one. Tomorrow I'm going to wake up and do the two other things.
Right.
And so, and then you wake up and realize there's so much other stuff on fire that you couldn't do the other two things, and then you think you suck.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, this is bad. This is so bad. And again, like a depression zone. So I eat junk food once in a while. I binge. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh, this is so good. Let me read this post. Oh my gosh, yes, yes. But then in other cases, I just focus on doing.
Yes.
Because doing is a kind of authenticity to the doing. And yes, it isn't fitting the three things or the hexagon of whatever.
Yep.
But the reality is that many leaders today in tech are doing things they didn't have to do 20 years ago, according to some Alfred P. Sloan book or some Drucker book.
Yeah.
Like Drucker didn't have Slack.
Right.
Hey, Dr. Drucker, you didn't get back to my DM.
I wonder what Drucker would think of Slack. Yeah, that is hilarious. Yep.
So they're like, yeah, I just like pinged you on this and hit you on this. You didn't get back to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're a bad leader.
Mm. Right. No, that
they had desks of walls protecting them.
Totally. I mean, you're so right that I think the role that technology has played on thinking about the modern leader, especially in the tech industry, I can't really think of if any classic management reads that could have anticipated that or been able to say anything insightful about it. I mean, I think the thing that's most interesting, this is sort of my quick take, is that, you know, it speeds up the responsiveness of a leader, right? And this sort of, it takes down the walls that a leader used to be able to have. Like you were saying, the desks of separation, or, you know, you'd only see your boss sort of from 9 to 5. And now it's, well, you can kind of get a hold of people anytime.
Well, actually, it reminded me that it was like 8 yeah. years ago, I heard this in an HR symposium, because I'm an HR geek. Mm-hmm. And I remembered I was at the HR thing, and someone said how, like, well, think about in the old days, it was like the time of like the UK's empire. Mm-hmm. And you were like in that island far away, and you were in charge of this part out there, some colony, and stuff's going down.
Yeah.
And you got to write a letter to the queen, and it's going to go on the boat, and it's going to take months to get to the queen. And so the observation was that today you can ping your boss to say, hey, can I do this? And they'll say, okay. And so you don't become accountable for your action as a leader as easily.
Right.
But in the old day, you're on the island. The queen ain't going to get back to you for like a couple months.
Right.
You better get it right.
Right. So that's fascinating. So you think the increased sort of communication and response time actually creates less accountability in an organization?
Absolutely.
It means people can, employees can go, oh, well, my boss told me, or I don't need to think of the answer. I just need to ask my leader about it. Is that what you're saying then?
Yeah, Claire, I posted that. I mean, Claire, I posted it, right? You saw that, didn't you?
Yeah, right. I pinged you about it, right? Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly. I pinged 5 people too.
Right.
Actually 6, if I count the indirect ping that pinged me back. And so, you know, it's, I'm not trying to like put it down. It's just a different paradigm.
Yeah.
So every time you reach into the library of these beautiful books of how the world was when it was run by all older men.
Yes.
With no email or no anything else, or no, like, you know, new roles of work, family, culture, you know, I don't know, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's something I think as we all sort of read our junk food of leadership books and articles,
hey,
to take with a grain of salt, right?
It's good.
Right.
Yeah, kind of like, is this going to give me, like, you know, heartburn later? Other thing is, you know, is there's always trends. Like, this time it's this. It's this one word. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like leaves.
Yeah.
Like smoke.
Yeah.
Do you read smoke? Oh, my gosh. I just changed my life. Do you read cable? Cable is incredible. And so every time someone gives me one of those things and they use it like a badge, I'm like, I saw that same writer talk about, like, you know, string 5 years ago, and string is different from cable.
You're so spot on.
I don't know.
You're so spot on. I think that skepticism is so healthy and such an important reminder for so many leaders of, read your junk food, eat your junk food. But like you said, doing the things at the end of the day, that's what matters. So. Yeah, and keep in mind the historical context.
Execute.
Yep.
Suffer the fate of executing in a new medium, a new organization. Mm-hmm. Suck at it because you have no one to like look to with a poster on the thing or an HBR article about it. You're in a new hole. You're in a whole new realm. Mm-hmm. So be a loser with me. Accept it. It's fun.
I'm right there with you. I will be a loser right along there with you, John. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time, for your thoughts. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you.